The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM The Talker. I am here with my co-host and husband, fellow realtor Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you today?
Great, how are you?
Very good.
We have with us Frank Hoban, owner of Awesome Awnings. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie.
This is a topic I'm looking forward to. In all the years that we've been doing radio, we never did awnings. We wanted to, but we never tackled this topic, so I'm looking forward to your discussion with us today.
Well, we have, believe it or not, it sounds like it might be boring, but it's not. There's a lot to talk about.
All right.
Cool stuff.
We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We discuss everything real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We provide excellent results, and we're a quality service award-winning office. We have been appraising, listing, and selling real estate for nearly 50 years.
Wow. During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can call the office at 570-344-6724. And when you check out our new website, we just had the website updated and it looks really good. Hit the webcam tab and we have a webcam on the roof and you get a live view of Dunmore Corners, and we get thousands of hits a month on that, believe it or not.
And we updated the webcam, too. We moved it from the back
spot
of the building to the front of the building, and the view is amazing because otherwise we were looking at nothing.
You're looking at a side of a truck because they had a construction site there, so that was pretty boring for a week or two, but now it's better.
Off in the distance, you saw a little glimpse of the corners, but now you see it all, so it looks good, and the website is looking great, too. View our listings, search the MLS listings, or listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, and don't forget to check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Pinterest, and YouTube. Okay, before we get started on our awning discussion, I want to take the opportunity, and you can chime in too, I'm sure, to thank all the wonderful people who made our Jack Callahan benefit a success. We really saw the spirit of the small business owner and family-run business in the community come forward and help us out. Very generous donations, wonderful turnout. And we have to thank these people, these small business owners, because this is who supported our event and made it possible for such a success.
Right. And all the people from our office who came and helped. And we want to thank Cibio's for everything they did for hosting us. Thank you very much. They were wonderful hosts.
And Titan Tree donated the T-shirts. Finance of America, Jason Wiggins, was very generous, made a very generous donation and contribution to the event, as well as the many restaurants and small shop owners up and down Blakely Street, Drinker Street, Dunmore, Scranton, Mid Valley, and Moscow. They all came forward and helped us out, and we had a tremendous success. So we want to thank everybody for that. Okay. Frank Hoban, owner of Awesome Awnings. This is the time of year where you probably don't know what day it is, what time it is, because you're very busy putting up awnings. And for people that want to order awnings, also they're coming to you. And so let's talk about all the different things that we could talk about, the different fabrics, the colors that you have available, prints, designs, so on and so forth.
All right. Well, it tis the season. This is the busiest time of year. But with that being said, we normally have our awnings in about 3 weeks, and sometimes earlier, depending on the situation. As far as colors go, there's too many. There's hundreds.
Hundreds.
There's two different companies I use. I use Sunbrella and Sattler. But Sattler's sort of newer. It's got some really different colors. Because as you look around, drive around, tan houses, black houses, everybody sort of picks the same colors. Well, now there's really, really different, brighter colors that can blend with a tan house instead of just a tan and white stripe or so on. But Yeah, there's a lot. Literally, I try to give one book to a customer at a time because otherwise they can't make it.
Overwhelming,
a decision.
I'm yes, sure. Yeah. Okay. So, you know, a lot of times, typically when I think of awnings on a home, I think of the ones that are on the porch, but people could do a lot of different things. You know, there's one in particular I'm thinking of on Abington Road going out towards Waverly, and they have it on every window, and that really dresses up the house, and they chose a color that really makes it pop. There's side porch awnings. There's all these different types of awnings. So, and then, of course, in the back, over decks and patios.
Correct. Yeah, the reason you'll see them on all the windows on some house and some not, a lot of times it's just for the look. But if you get the sun on that side of the house or all over your house when it's coming up and setting, the awnings will reduce the temperature in your house by 15 to 17 degrees. Your carpet will fade. Your back of your furniture will fade. The awnings do a huge, make a huge difference in your home. And the on the front porches, a lot of times you see awnings, and if you don't need them, you could do, they're called a drop curtain. They're called a Roman shade that folds up. Or you could get rolled ones that just roll up and hide behind the edge of the porch so you don't even know they're there unless you want to drop them down. There's many different styles you could go with.
I think, Jackie, if you had the roll-down ones, you'd have them roll down all the time, and she'd be hiding on the front porch because she doesn't want people to see her.
Well, that's just it. I won't sit out on the front porch because I feel like...
Everybody's looking at you.
Yeah, that I'm wide open. So if I did have awnings, I'd be more inclined to sit out there and enjoy a nice day.
Well, now as we say that, when the neighbor puts up one, they're going to look over and say, they don't like us. That's why they put that up. So, but no. Yes, we're putting it up because of the wind, the rain, and the sun.
That's right.
Yeah.
Good fences and good awnings make good neighbors.
Yeah. I'm just talking about the stranger driving by, not necessarily the neighbors.
Yeah, I set you up there, you know, Jackie.
Sorry. I hope they're not listening. Well, you never know. But yeah, so no, but if you have... awnings that, so when you put up awnings, you come out, do you come out automatically? If I have my awnings with you, if I purchase them and then you're storing them, do you come out automatically or do I have to schedule a time for you to come out?
Well, no, we don't schedule times. That'd be impossible because of wind, rain. One awning, we run into an issue and it takes 15 minutes longer or something. And so then people are waiting. But no, we will come out in the springtime, we set them up. I leave a bill under the mat or in your door, and you send me a check, and that's pretty much how it goes. And then in the fall, I come out, I take them down, we leave a bill. Every April, I come out and put them up, and every October, I come out and take them down. Nobody calls me. Well, I shouldn't say that. If someone's having a wedding or a party, and they say, oh, can you put them up early or take them down late, I try to accommodate. You say you're having a Thanksgiving party. Can you take them on it? No. It's snowing
and freezing.
Now, what
about I see people leaving them up all year round.
Well, that's another option. That's one of the things I was going to talk about. On our deck, we put one up that stays up year round. Now, that's on house window style on front porches. You can leave those up year round.
I've seen some that have been up for, I think, about 20 years in the neighborhood.
Well, they look like 20 years. Yeah. It's only been 4 or 5 because they left them up here.
The weather
beats the heck out of them. But you can leave them up, and some people have ropes and pull them up. But once you do that, the squirrels make nests in them. And then they'll go down, you let them down, and the porch is chewed up, which I've seen, or the awnings have a bunch of, dirty stuff in it from the squirrels all winter. Not because I'm in the business, you should take them down. It's the way to go. But as I said, there's a deck awning that you can do, and you make it out of vinyl. And as long as you have the pitch, you can leave them up year round, which is what I do. It's a totally different material, actually the same cost as the canvas, but you can leave it up year round.
So it's vinyl.
It is vinyl.
Now, does it still use the same support system? Is it still the structure that...
When you have a projection of 15 feet or further, they put a they trust it. It's like bead, so the pipes won't bow in the middle. So if you're going to do it and leave it up year round, you have to have the projection pipes trusted and for the support of snow. And you need a 3-inch drop for every foot that goes out. Mm-hmm. So it's sometimes the structure of your house doesn't work. So therefore, we'd have to go off the roof, and we build it up, and we put a drop cloth down on the back of the part that's built up so the wind and snow or rain doesn't blow in. There's always a getting around it, You can do anything for the right price.
That's
well,
the truth. There you go.
That's the truth.
When money is not an object,
exactly.
Right? So, okay. So what are the support frames made from? And how durable are they?
They're galvanized pipes. And as long as you don't take a nail to them and scratch them, they'll look new for 10 years, 15, 20 years. Who knows? You know.
Okay. And so when people leave their awnings up, and so there's one house in particular, I won't say, it's somewhere in Dunmore, but they really need to take their awnings down because it's on the front of the house and it's half of it's collapsed.
Right. It looks like a haunted house.
Yeah. And then there's all this stuff, like looks like moss maybe.
Yeah. There's moss. There's black mold that gets on them. Last year was a terrible year because it was so wet. Really didn't dry out, but we've actually seen black mold on people's porches and things. It was just a terrible, terrible year.
It was because it was so rainy.
Yes. Okay. And then humidity. It just didn't dry. And that's the point that we don't take our awnings down until they're dry in the fall. We wait. If it's raining out, we will not take them down. Because you roll them up when they're damp and wet, they're going to be
damp and wet also all winter.
Yeah. They get a black mold growing in them. Yep.
Okay. So can someone have that removed?
Yeah, there's a couple ways to do it. I don't recommend pressure washing them because if they're 5-6 years old, the threads might start coming apart, the seams.
You'll blast it open, right? You'll split it.
Exactly. And I learned along the years that you don't do that. But you could use OxyClean. On the back of the container, it tells you how to clean them, the mixture. There's a company I use that I mail them out to. That's what they do. They have huge industrial washers, and they wash them, and then they water treat them. It's not an inexpensive way to go because a gallon of the water treatment is $100, and that doesn't go that far. But when you bring them back, they look brand new. They look really, really good.
So in terms of the expense to clean them and new awnings, there's...
It depends on how big your awning is.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, if the awnings are in good shape, yeah, you're better off getting them washed. Price purpose.
So we're talking mainly about canvas awnings here.
Yes.
Okay. How long do they last if they're taken care of? So they're cleaned and they're stored in the winter.
Well, a lot of people, you don't necessarily have to clean them. It's just sometimes things go wrong. If you have a very sappy tree around or a lot of pollen from your trees, but if you can hose those off yearly and keep it clean. But an awning should last you 10 to 12 years. But if your awnings are in the sun constantly, because some people use them just for looks, but if it's in the sun all day long, they get dried, they get brittle. You might have to have marine sewn when we take them down. And but that's about 8 years if it's in sun all the time.
So they don't last forever.
No. The old ones did. They don't make them like that.
Yeah, no, they don't. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, my dad had the awnings. He lived down in a beach community, and he would always be, I got the guy coming to take my awnings down. I got the guy coming to put my awnings up. But they always look so nice. They always
did. Well, nothing says spring, well, other than your tulips, right?
Lilacs.
Or the lilacs. You like the lilacs.
Yeah.
But like driving around, seeing all the awnings put up.
Everyone loves us in the spring, and they hate us in the fall.
Sure they do.
That's just the way it
goes. So tell me, when you put them up, and you put them up in April, because we had some really strong winds in April.
Oh, yeah.
And thunderstorms. We had some really bad storms in April. So did you
We do a lot in Dunmore and up at Sherwood Park where all the trees got ripped down. Uh-huh. Right across the street, we have a huge burgundy awning. It's perfect. Nothing happened to it. It all depended on what way you were facing and the wind caught underneath them. And we had a deck that got messed up and a house on, but that was it. And we had probably over 100 awnings up at the time.
So, okay. Yeah. So do you install in all types of weather?
No. In the rain and snow, we try to avoid. But sometimes, you know, in the fall, we do not take them down in the rain, like I said, because you do not want to be wet.
But putting them up, can you put them up in the rain?
Yeah, sure you could. And the porch awnings, you don't mind too much because you can work from underneath the porch if you have to. But it's tough.
Yeah.
When it's raining in the spring, it's normally cold also. So
yeah.
Try to avoid it.
So your fingers don't work.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, okay. All right, Frank Hoban, owner of Awesome Awnings, is with us today. Can I have your contact information?
Sure.
Please.
It's Awesome Awnings and a phone number. Well, my son, Matthew, does a lot for me, and he's doing our Facebook and updating pictures and things. So he's been taking a lot of calls, and his number is 570-687-5032. And then there's my contact is 570-498-4420.
Thank you, Frank. Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a lovely two-family home at 438 Putnam Street in Scranton for $139,000. This home has two two-bedroom apartments, one on the first floor and one on the second. It has large, updated kitchens and baths, new windows, nice-sized lot. It's got a nice two-car garage. You'd like that. It's got plenty of off-street parking, very reasonable taxes. All of this is in a move-in condition home. This would be perfect for the investor or the owner-occupant. That's a two-family home with two two-bedroom apartments and a detached two-car garage at 438 Putnam Street in Scranton for $139,000. That's listed by Stacy Granza of our office.
Thank you, Pat. Top features buyers want in a bathroom. The bathroom is one of the most popular rooms in a home to be renovated. And I think the kitchen would be number one, but the bathroom's pretty popular too. Consumers, what are they looking for in a bathroom? This is a survey the National Association of Home Builders performed, and they found that the most popular feature in the bathroom is...
Two sinks?
No.
Oh, sorry.
No, guess again.
A fan.
A heater? A linen closet.
A fan.
A linen closet. Yes. And that would be in the master bathroom. And 78% of the buyers that responded wanted a linen closet. Okay, so a shower stall and a tub in the master bathroom is the second most requested feature. What's the third?
Lighting?
A double vanity.
Oh, I said that first.
I know. You would think that would be number one because that would be my number one choice.
Yes, I know. I hear it every day.
Yes, you do. A double vanity rounded out the top three features in popularity. 71% of the home buyers said it was a top feature. Listen to your wife next time.
Oh, I listen.
If you plan on renovating before you put your home on the market, another popular feature is a private toilet compartment followed by a white toilet, tub, and sink. Ceramic tile walls and a granite vanity are other features that would be considered beneficial. Rounding out the top 10 in this list are multiple shower heads in the master bath and a body spray panel in the master bath. And 54% of the buyers are more interested if there's a whirlpool tub in the master bath, though that might be a pricier project.
Yes. Well, I got to tell you, the best thing that we have in our bathroom is a heated fan in the light. So you go in there in the cold winter morning, you hit that.
On the cold tile floor.
On the cold tile, boom, you got hot air instantly.
Yes, yes,
it's very nice.
Yes. And we also have a tile warmer, which is nice too.
Towel warmer.
Yes.
That's very popular.
All right. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. We'll be right back.
The talented team of professionals at Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. They're not just real estate agents, they're agents of change. They're on a never-ending quest for the best for you and your family. They can help you find exactly, precisely what you want at this time in your life. A computer, a website, an app, and a listing by itself can't do that. They're obsessed with better and deliver extraordinary, embracing the what if, not just the what's been done before, with a level of accountability and honesty not found anywhere else in the real estate industry. Don't settle for average, okay, or just all right. This change in your life is monumental. And there's only one Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate that will help you rock that change. Call 570-344-6724 and visit jruddy.com. J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Each Century 21 office is independently owned and operated.
You're rejoining the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
And we're back doing awnings.
Yes, I like this.
Yes, I knew you would.
I love awnings. I don't personally have them, but they're always...
Well, we might after this show.
Well, you never know, right? But I always love the look of them. We're with Frank Hoban, owner of Awesome Awnings. You're based out of Dunmore.
Correct.
All right. So how long have you been doing awnings?
I've been doing it for 15 years now. When my children decided, or when they started out for college, I decided I needed some additional money. So I did that. My boys started helping me, and it so worked out really good.
And it grew. Yeah. And it's a great business because you offer residential, commercial, retractable. You service what you sell. You give free estimates. You take down awnings. You put them up. You store them in a clean, temperature-controlled warehouse. So you you provide all the services one would want and need for their awnings.
Correct.
All right. And you are in the process of?
Well, we've expanded our business. You know, the awnings sort of gets a little dull in July and August and even June a little bit. So now we're doing some, we do cleanup. You know, we're at people's homes. They're always saying, do you know who could clean up my yard? You know, and someone could pressure wash my deck or stain it. So we've decided that we'll start expanding. And so we pressure
provide
wash
those services. Yeah. All right. That's great. And if somebody needs to help with cleaning their awnings, I'm sure you know what to do there and how to do it and what not to do, because at the first half of the show you talked about pressure washing awnings is a terrible idea.
A major no-no. You hit that a little too hard and you'll see the line. You'll draw a line right through your awnings.
You have to be gentle.
Yeah, very, very gentle.
Okay.
So what is a common mistake people make with their awning? What is the biggest mistake? All right, the obvious was pressure washing and blowing a hole through the material, but what else do people make mistakes doing?
Well, first thing comes to mind is they don't take them down in the fall. Because they pull them up, and I had a neighbor right up the street. He pulled his up, and then he dropped it down. He said, oh, my God, Frank, you have to come up here. And I went up, took a walk up. The squirrels chewed part of the porch away, and then they're living in there all winter, so they're leaving everything in your awning all winter. He had to get whole new awnings and also repair his porch.
Oh, wait, so he thought he was saving money by not calling you? How much money did he save?
Oh, let's not even talk about that, because I would have taken him down for free, and he knows it. So.
Okay.
People have a better idea.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to play a little word association with Frank here. When I say kite, what do you think of?
Oh, retractable awnings. I know.
Are you not a fan of retractable awnings? I like them.
I do quite a few retractable awnings, and actually up at Moosic Lake and Lake Ariel. And there's a wind sensor you could add to it. And the wind sensor costs another $250, but you need it. And because gusts of 22 miles an hour, your awning will automatically pull back in. But if a huge gust comes, that awning doesn't move quite that fast. And what are you trying to avoid? You want to have sun at partial times? Well, you could put up a deck awning, not cover the entire deck, and not have to worry about the wind. When you put up a solid deck awning that you could put the cover up in the spring and down in the fall, or we could make it with a vinyl cover with supported projection pipes so it could stay up year-round, but it's only vinyl. And not material, same price, but not as many colors to choose from. But it's another room. It's people put TVs on their walls. They have real nice furniture out there. If you, with a retractable, you cannot do that. You cannot leave a retractable out when you're not home. You have to take it in. If a windstorm or a rainstorm comes in, you're sitting out there with a group of people, it's too windy. That wind sensor will pull it in right in the middle of your dinner. Yeah, you're sitting out there and you go, and then you can't put it out for 15 minutes. So there's a safety thing. I can't put it back out for 15 minutes. You know, yeah, it's again.
All right. See, I would have never known any of this. I would have thought that would be the way to go, especially on our back patio, retractable. Like if you want it,
right,
you need it, you know, cover, you know, whatever, it's too hot or it's a little drizzly, but you want to be outside. I would think a retractable would be the way to go. But are they all motorized or are they manual? Or you have a choice?
You have a choice, but these days, you're better off doing the motor. It's not that much more. And when you're hand cranking it in, it could take you, depending, it could take you 10, 15 minutes to hand.
Well there's your workout.
You were telling us before that I could turn that thing five times around and it goes 2 inches.
Yeah.
So it could take a while, especially if it's like an 8 foot, 10 foot warning.
Well, there's where Patrick comes in handy, right?
Yeah,
Patrick,
some for the children to play with.
Yeah, he loses interest there, so forget about it.
Okay, but so the motor, when I'm thinking about a motorized item, I'm thinking of like, well, when that goes and you don't have an awning.
No. First of all, it's a very tiny motor that uses very little electricity, and it's additional charge of about $250. But if the electricity goes out, the hand cranker is there. There is a
So there's a backup.
Both. Yeah. Yes.
All right.
So we're not a big fan of the retractable awnings. They have a purpose. I'm sure they do. But
yeah, my wife yells at me all the time. Don't be saying this stuff, but I have to. This is how I feel about it. And
you have to be honest.
Yeah, but if you're out there and you put it down, if you're responsible.
People appreciate your honesty instead of just selling them something.
And then they have a kite on the back of their house.
How many people forget?
Everybody forgets. And especially when they have the wind sensor, they don't worry about that. But again, like I said, if a huge gust wind comes and they follow in two or three in a row, it's not going to be in time. And a friend of ours, right as soon as I started in the business, they got a retractable from a company on TV, and two people come and pick it up and hang it up. Mine are made with heavy duty, so they won't get bent and things. And it would take 4 to 5 people for us to hang one that company can hang with two people. It's a total different quality. And so therefore, ours are expensive, but they're not going to get ripped off your house as easily and like my neighbors did.
And fly away.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so deck awnings are something that you do, and a lot of people do the retractable out on usually the back of their home over a patio or a deck, but deck awnings are something that you really feel strongly about, and you can do them nicely, and it could create an outdoor living space.
Yeah, a lot of people go to someone's home and they say, oh, this is nice, but they see there's a gap up against the house and it's flapping in the wind. The newer style that we use, again, a little bit more expensive, not a lot, but you don't have any water coming down the back. The older style, which some people still sell, has a gap of maybe 1 or 2 inches in the back. The rain pours down. It flaps in the wind. Our style goes straight up against the house, very tight. In the front, we have a crank pocket that is cut out and finished. It's not just cut out and materials hanging there. It's got a nice finish. It looks beautiful. And we crank it tight with a bar. It doesn't flap in the wind. It's solid. You could bounce a quarter off it. It's a beautiful setup on our deck awnings. I love them. We put one on our house, and we did vinyl, and we leave it up year-round. It's awesome.
So how many colors would you say you have to choose from in vinyl?
Every common color is probably about 12, and 4 different stripe colors, the common green, black, brown, actually yellow and red.
Okay, and then on your canvas awnings, hundreds, right?
Hundreds
of styles. That's crazy. And prints and, okay, good. Frank Hoban, owner of Awesome Awnings, thank you for your time today, and I think we need you to come back next week so we could talk more about awnings. Would you give me your contact information, please?
Sure. You could contact me, Frank Hoban, at 570-498-4420, or my son Matthew at 570-687-5032.
And so just to recap, you do residential and commercial retractable also awnings. Commercial, you've done various places around the Green Ridge and Dunmore area that have like the canopies and the outside awnings, which always looks really great and neat.
It's a billboard. You have to remember, it's the most inexpensive way to advertise your company. You can put your letters on it and your advertisements there permanently, and it's...
I see them. I like that when they have the canopy out in front with the name on it. I think it's a classy touch to a lot of businesses.
I love it. Yeah, I love
really
it, too.
Do. It's really nice.
Sharp, very sharp look.
Yes.
Okay, great. And you're on Facebook?
Yes.
Pat, would you like to review a listing?
Yes. We have a charming two-bedroom, two-bath home at 222 Swart Street in Dunmore for $167,000. This ranch-style home is in the right location, and it's the perfect size if you're looking for a home that doesn't require a lot of upkeep. This lovely home has central air conditioning, hardwood floors, a modern kitchen with Corian countertops, and a large master bedroom. This home is 2 blocks from the Dunmore School and walking distance to Marywood University. That's a charming two-bedroom, two-bath home at 222 Swart Street in Dunmore for $167,000, and that's listed by Kristen Barone of our office.
Thank you. We're out of time. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker.